SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
As a principal talent management specialist at a medical technology company, Donya Abdelmageed helps create career development opportunities for women.
I feel that I'm really privileged to be the byproduct of leaders throughout my career who have advocated for me, who have allowed me to be in rooms where I wasn't quite ready for, to develop and grow, even before I perhaps even believed in myself. And so for me now in this leadership role in that space, it's my way of giving back and my way of continuing that cycle of making change.
She says when it comes to addressing the gender pay gap, advocacy has been key at her own workplace.
We finally feel that we have the permission to grow and to ask the questions and to take up that kind of space. But the data is really what we're most proud of. We've seen year-on-year increases of women in senior leadership roles, and we're now at a point where we have over 45% women in leadership. And this is what we're super excited about.
The latest research shows the gender pay gap is narrowing, but men are still nearly twice as likely to earn higher salaries than women. Using data from more than 10,500 Australian companies employing nearly 6 million workers, the Workplace Gender Equality Agency says more employers are within the target range compared with last year. But the national midpoint shows 50% of employers have a pay gap of 11.2%, with high-paying male-dominated industries like finance, construction and mining reporting the largest pay gaps. Mary Wooldridge, CEO of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, says the figures show there's still a long way to go.
Women still dominate the lowest paying roles, should offer a reality check for anyone who thinks that Australia has already achieved equality at work.
Stephen Asnicker, Managing Director of Diversity Australia, says there are significant costs attached to this pay gap.
At the moment, per week, it's costing us about $1.27 billion per week in lost tax revenue simply because we don't pay females the same levels as we pay males for the exact same job.
In terms of solutions, Ms. Wooldridge says there's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
What every workplace needs to do is do the analysis to understand what's driving their gender pay gap. Is it the recruitment? Is it retention? And then having done the analysis, there's a lot of evidence that can be used to undertake a plan for how you address those gaps.
Minister for Women, Katie Gallagher, says steady progress is being made.
I think there'd probably be plenty of views that it's not happening fast enough, but we are seeing consistent change in the right direction with the publication of each one of these reports, and I think the publication of this data is making a very much a practical difference to that result.
Data shows gender diversity in the boardroom is also improving. The Australian Institute of Company Directors says the number of female directors at companies listed on ASX 200 and 300 continues to track close to 40%. Despite that, it notes that the proportion of women in senior board roles remains lower across the market. Ms. Abdelmageed says the more people calling for reform, the better the chances of systemic change.
The one thing that I really hope that those that are starting on their journey can do is to advocate for themselves as early as possible, to believe in their own career story and their own career progression. You know, the opportunity to advocate for yourself is probably the biggest gap, and the more we can address that and the more we can allow women to have voices in those right spaces, I think the quicker we can accelerate that change.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.